This episode is brought to you by The Hartford, a leading provider of employee benefits and income protection products that is dedicated to standing behind U.S. workers to help them pursue their goals and get through tough times. For more information about The Hartford, visit thehartford.com/employee benefits. We've also got a link in our show notes.
Hi, Feelings & Co. team. My name is Heather, and I'm sharing my okay thing from Southern California. In the space between Thanksgiving and Christmas of last year, my best friend of 8 years decided she didn't want to be my best friend anymore. She just changed her mind about me, I guess. I think she lost sight of my heart. And she didn't go quietly either. It was a full-on character assassination. She said so many mean and hurtful things as she just blew it all up. I think she wanted to make sure there was nothing left of our friendship to revive. In those initial weeks, I was raw, heartbroken. I cried a lot. Her words would pulse in my head and reverberate in my body like a heartbeat. I was gutted. At night, my sleeping pill would give me blessed relief from it all for a few hours, but then I'd be up again. Sometimes it would be 1 or 2 in the morning and I'd end up being up for the whole day. Starting every day crying wasn't working for me. I needed a new routine. I joined an indoor rowing gym, and instead of crying at 5:45 in the morning, I was rowing. The gym was like one of those spin gyms, dark with music blaring, sweet relief and a welcome distraction. One morning, in the dark room with the music blaring, my thoughts drifted and my grief found me there, too. We had talked every day. She knew how much I loved her. Why doesn't she like me anymore? How'd she lose sight of my heart? How'd she forget who I was? She called me privileged. I'm a therapist, and yet she told me I lack depth. I throw the word love around like people say hello at the grocery store. I'm fake. Gifts I give her feel like I'm buying her or manipulating her. I wasn't easy to be in a relationship with. The thoughts in rhythm and on beat with my rowing. Tears streaming down my face. I was really thankful for the cloak of darkness the room offered me. Suddenly, my instructor's voice cut through the spiral I was heading down. It was as if he could hear my thoughts. "You are already enough," I heard him say as he encouraged the class to push harder for another 45 seconds. "You are already enough." The relief was immediate. I exhaled. Instantly, those words became my lifeline. I grabbed onto them and held on tightly. New words I could hold on to instead of the hurtful ones that had been replaying in my head on a loop. I was already enough. I was already enough. The words on beat and in sync with my rowing. Right then and there, in a dark rowing gym before the sun had even come up, I knew I was going to be okay. It was going to be okay. And right here is where this story is supposed to end. This is where I'd intended it for it to end. I was enough. It was going to be okay. And I could tie it all up in a neat little feel-good bow. I'd found my okay thing. But grief doesn't work like that. In the weeks after, holiday chores kept me distracted enough. The new gym routine gave me something new to focus on and a new skill to learn, and I had my shiny new mantra. I was already enough. I could breathe through the hard moments. When my thoughts would inevitably drift and my eyes would well up, I would cry it out and be done. And that weird, painful time between grief and healing, I knew I was going to be okay, but also it still really hurt. I picked up my phone one day. After all, it had been weeks, and the algorithm was on point. It knew my broken heart, and it was filled with so many cliched reminders to only choose the people that choose me right back. Then these new words found me, a poem. "She's a bit much." If it's okay with you all, I'd like to read it to you now. The poem was written by Lindsay Rush. "She's a bit much. You mean like a bonus French fry in the bottom of the bag? Like a champagne shower? Like triple texting good news? Like buying coffee for the person behind you in line? Or did you mean a bit much like an unexpected upgrade to business class? Or theme parties? Or the band pretending to go off stage and then coming back for an unforgettable encore? Perhaps you were referring to that thing of being astonished by a sunset, or how puppies flop around when they learn to run, or the way some people take karaoke really seriously? Maybe it just meant sprinkles, confetti, balloon drops, witty comebacks, generous tips, fireworks, water slides, serotonin, cherries on top and the fact that maybe we were put on this planet to simply enjoy ourselves, then yes, I agree. She is a bit much. Aren't we so lucky she's here? I adore these words so much, friends, because they reveal an unspoken truth about breakups. We can be intense for some, even overwhelming, and not enough for others. Our challenge is accepting this, even when it doesn't make sense or when we really want the answer to be different. After all, it does work both ways. Some people will be too much for us, while others won't be enough. And of course, that's why breakups hurt so much. That's why I hurt so much, because it's true. I am a bit much. I wear my heart permanently on my sleeve. I love out loud, and I don't know how to love small. That's going to mean I get hurt sometimes. I have to learn to be okay with it. If that's too much for her, if I'm too much for her. Anything else means abandoning myself, and I have to choose me. The good old Instagram algorithm had it right after all. So, I'm a bit much. New words I can hold on to. More words to keep me company on the path. Another lifeline. Heartbeat. I've had the poem framed and printed in silver on pretty paper. I'm already enough and also a bit much.
It's Going to Be Okay is a production of Feelings & Co. We are an independent podcast, and Feelings & Co. is an independent podcast production company, so you being here is amazing. A great way to support our show is to share it. Share it with whoever you think would like it. Share it as much as you can. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're a small show, we're a small company, and we exist because of all of you. So thank you for being here. Our team is me, Megan Palmer, Claire McNerney, Amanda Romani, and Michelle Planton. You can share your okay thing with us by emailing us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. I will read your okay thing for you, or you can record a voice memo and attach it to that email. You can also always call and leave us a voicemail at 612-568-4441. You can find all of our shows and our store over at feelingsand.co. This episode of It's Going to Be Okay was brought to you by The Hartford. Employee benefits have always been hard to understand. They're even tough for employers to explain, which just makes it worse for people like you and me. The Hartford knows there's a better way. They're a leading group benefits provider that's using familiar language to get straight to the point when it comes to the benefits they offer. Because if your benefits sound confusing, who's going to know how to actually use them? Learn more at thehartford.com/benefits.